Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, stories and craftsmanship are shared this weekend in a special gathering. Bangin' in the Delta is a collection of blacksmiths from across the country. The event kicks off the 2013 season at Star Home Place. The site's owner, Joe Rolfe, joins me in studio to share about this Saturday's activities. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
For those who enjoy creativity, Joe, and watching the process of metals being shaped and formed, this is a prime opportunity, and one that enjoys welcoming these craftsmen for several years as well. Tell us about Bangin' in the Delta.
Right. We've been having a blacksmithing hammer in for about 13 years now, and because there's a lot of noise made with five or six blacksmiths hammering away, a friend of mine dubbed it Bangin' in the Delta years ago. And we have a lot of fun and make a lot of various things, anything from bottle openers to dinner gongs to fireplace tools to one lady has us making a hook to drag a sunken boat out of a pond. So we know there'll be interesting things done by the blacksmiths.
Well, we may have to do a little man-made lake and maybe a demonstration of,
of the boat.
Something like this, of course, you mentioned some of the items that are made, and it is a great collection of blacksmiths. Where do some of these folks hail from?
We know we have one coming from Oklahoma, a couple coming from Mississippi, and one from Texas, and one from Missouri, and one from Kansas. That are coming in, but we don't know. Maybe some other folks will show up, and of course we hope local people that are involved in, particularly in metal craft, but in any creative endeavor, will come and share whatever they do, and that can be crochet and needlework to blacksmithing to metal casting. We have a lot of tools and equipment that don't get used. We have a print shop that needs somebody to run it, and we have a sheet metal shop that needs somebody to demonstrate in it.
One of the gentlemen that will be there, I believe, creates horseshoes.
You're right. Horseshoes. A young farrier by the name of Daniel Sharp. A lot of farriers buy their horseshoes and order them, you know, through the mail, and they come in and just have to be modified slightly to go on a horse.
Right.
Well, this young man makes his from scratch, and he does it competitively, so he does it really fast, and he's gotten very skilled at it, and it's fun to watch him take that piece of bar stock and make it into a horseshoe in just a couple of minutes.
Sounds fascinating, especially doing this at a competitive level. So in just a matter of minutes, he can gets these knocked out.
Right. He does them so fast, he can give them away to school groups and so on, and they're just amazed. They can go home with their own lucky horseshoe that they saw get made.
Well, outside of the blacksmiths, any other special presentations coming up?
Right. We have one gentleman who will be doing batik, which is a waxed resist process of painting on fabric, and he'll be doing an illustration to be used in a children's book, but he'll be doing it in batik. And then we have another gentleman who plans on building a model of a wooden boat. He's a wooden boat builder, and he plans on working on the model of his boat. And we have a leather crafter that'll be doing leather craft, you know, leather tooling. He's very, very good at it. And all of these people, you know, will be supplemented by other people that we may not be aware of that'll come and do their thing. I think the birdhouse man is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't always know in advance who's going to show up or what they're going to do.
It's kind of a come as you are. And as you mentioned, there are needs if anybody has a particular interest or a hobby that they could provide to Star Home Place. Is certainly welcome to come on out. Things get getting underway about 8:30 Saturday morning.
8:30 Saturday morning. We're usually through by 4:30 or so in the afternoon. But it varies. We serve a lunch for a contribution at noon, chicken sausage gumbo, and you know, we generally have a whole lot of fun. The crowd dies off, but the weather promises to be really nice this Saturday, so we're hoping that we have a good crowd.
Joe, you alluded to it, you know, talking about the work of Star Home Place. It's really to develop a creative community, and that's why the offer is extended, you know, to those who may have some printmaking experience or sheet metal experience.
The creative economy is a real engine in the economy that can improve things throughout the region, but we're struggling to get enough people together to make that work. I did a TEDx talk in TEDx Monroe that you can find by looking up my name, Joe Rolfe, R-O-L-F-E, on YouTube. And there's a 17-minute explanation of exactly what the philosophy is behind Star Home Place and what an important engine it can be to improve in the region.
something that with Star Home Place, outside of the blacksmiths and all the banging that's going to be going on, but also the museum buildings will be open as well.
Right. We've got 19 buildings, and they are getting full to overflowing with historical items that have been donated. We try to have them displayed so that they make sense and you can learn things about them. We just finished reinstalling 100 informational signs across the property so that you can look up and find things about tools and about buildings and about plants and trees that we have there. We have 70 species of trees in the yard, and so it's a little bit of there's a little bit of a botanical outlook there as well. Mm-hmm. But most of our informational signs are about tools or equipment that we have, and we let people use those things too.
Banging in the Delta gets underway this Saturday. It starts up at about 8:30 in Oak Ridge. Joe, someone would like to find out how to get there. How can you do so?
There's a map on our website. The website is starhomeplace.org. Star is with two R's. Starhomeplace.org, and there's a map and directions.
Looking forward to a great Saturday with the blacksmiths there, banging in the Delta at Star Home Place. Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.